In 2012, there was an advanced science course organized by the CTBTO, where we learned about the history of the organization and also the nuclear weapons and all the techniques that the organization uses. And that was so impressive that I started to follow their activities. And I attended my first science and technology conference in 2013. And I was so impressed by the aim here to connect the scientists and the diplomats, the academia and the politics. I haven't seen that before somewhere else. So, yeah, the spirit that is going on here is something that I really want to support.
So now let's get into what you do. What is on-site inspection and why is so important?
So let's say that the treaty is into force, and then the monitoring system is constantly recording what is happening on the Earth or inside the Earth. The International Data Center creates some reports about the events, and once a member state says that there might be a suspicious event, they can request for an on-site inspection, and if this is agreed, then the ZTBTO would send a team of 40 scientists to the field to investigate if a nuclear explosion or a violation of the treaty really had happened. The techniques that this team is allowed to use are very specified, and one of the techniques is called resonance seismometry, and this technique is one of the last techniques that are still under development. When there has been happened a nuclear explosion, there might be a cavity, so a hole that is created, and to detect that, for example, with seismic techniques, would be helpful to verify if the treaty was violated. However, as I said, these methods are not very well developed or tested. This is why we do numerically simulate this problem.
But so far, because the treaty is not yet into force, all the things that you are doing are just experiments, right?
Exactly, yes. The CTBTO is organizing workshops to train the scientists to use the techniques that are allowed, because there is only a certain amount of time that they are allowed to be in the field. So they have to be rather quick, and everything has to be very organized. Numerical simulations, like I do, are very interesting because there are not many examples where you can go to a cavity or to a test site and investigate. So this is why I do the numerical simulations to investigate this theoretically, and hopefully, yeah, in the future we will be able to compare that or not.
Hopefully not, right? Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you.